But first, it's a controversy with echoes of those infamous e-voting machines, as somewhere in North Dublin tonight lie 102 dodgy ventilators the HSE spent taxpayers' money on, but has never nor will ever use. They are a result of a multi-million euro controversy that calls into question tonight HSE procurement practices and the government's oversight of the executive. And Claire Scott of the Sunday Times, the HSE, it ordered 10 times more ventilators than they ever needed. This was at the start of the pandemic. And the Comptroller and Auditor General, the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee, they've been looking into this. What have they found?
Yeah, so in that report initially in March 2020, it was identified that 326 additional ventilators were needed. And that number was based on the staff we had who could provide critical capacity and surge capacity at that time. But between March and April, the HSE sought to procure 3,500 ventilators at an agreed cost of 129 million euro. And that, as you said, is 10 times what could have been operated within clinical care capacity at the time. The HSE placed orders then with seven companies who it hadn't previously done business with before outside of the EU. And the CNAJ found that no due diligence checks had been completed on four of the new suppliers, while the extent of checks varied on the others. And the checks that were actually carried out flagged significant financial and quality risks, but advanced purchase agreements of 81 million euro were made anyway. And out of that 81 million euro spend, 50.5 million was refunded from suppliers for non-delivery. 22.3 million is being pursued by the HSE through a legal process in China from suppliers, and 8.1 million euro was the value of ventilators received. And then the breakdown of those is 467 were received from these new suppliers, and 100 of these are now in storage at a cost of 75,000 euro over the last 3 years. So these are the ones being held in pursuit of refund. The other 365 were actually donated to India.
And the HSE, before the Dáil's Public Spending Watchdog earlier, the Public Accounts Committee, some robust exchanges. So how did the HSE defend its acquisitions here?
Yeah, well, this was actually Bernard Gloster's first appearance before PAC, and HSE Chief Financial Officer Stephen Mulvaney oversaw the spend at that time. So it was private present to give his assessment of what actually went on the ground. But Bernard Gloster outlined that there was global demand for ventilators at that point, where it became an eBay style bidding war, he described it as at the time. So normal purchasing and sourcing practices didn't apply when it came to ventilators, and payment in advance was effectively mandatory. Actually, Stephen Mulvaney made a good point as well in response to Marco Cohesig today. And he said, you know, you just kind of had to be there at the time. There was no clarity on how many ventilators could have actually been needed, and he flagged modelling from Philip Nolan in Neffet that was extremely stark, and that was major consideration here, and it was felt at the time that they would take the financial risk over the risk to patient lives.
And John Brady, you were there as well. The HSE placing substantial orders with seven companies that had little or no experience in the supply of the devices. Do you think the HSE were right to acquire these ventilators?
Well, I suppose you have to look at the backdrop, what was going on at the time. A lot of uncertainty. I mean, a lot of very horrific imagery on our televisions. I mean, we all remember the images coming from Italy where military trucks driving through the streets loaded with coffins, and all of that was playing out. So an awful lot of uncertainty, and the HSE were, you know, very, very clear in terms of the eBay, type of procurement that was going on at the time. We know America was, you know, buying up ventilators right across the board, and so, you know, serious questions have to be asked around the procurement policies that were in place. Now, bear in mind the backdrop to all of this, but we do know that in March, you know, there was no business case made to the department.
They were sanctioned for 1900.
They were sanctioned for 1900, even though there was no business case provided for that. Ultimately, 3,500 ventilators were ordered. And I questioned them today on that. And he says, yeah, look, I mean, we put in that order in the hope that we would get a proportion of those. I mean, they knew that they weren't going to get 100% of them.
Notwithstanding, it was a very it was an unprecedented time. Are there still questions here this evening about procurement processes within the HSE as a result of what you learned in the CNAG report and at committee earlier?
Well, look, certainly an awful lot of lessons need to be learned. I mean, when you have a look at the procurement procedures that were, you know, left to one side, given the nature of the crisis that was unfolding, the due diligence that wasn't carried out, you know, has been stated already. You know, the 10 companies that the HSE hadn't done any, previous dealings with, there was no due diligence carried out on them, no checks whatsoever. 6 of those 10 companies, there was, you know, a risk assessment carried out on them, and there was concerns expressed at different levels. So certainly, you know, what we need is to learn from that. There's over 22 million still to be recouped
from China, but we need to ensure those figures are eye-watering, are they not?
They are eye-watering, there's no doubt about that, Barry, but John is probably correct in that we need to look at what was actually happening at that particular time, and we've got to accept that there was a crisis. But, you know, when we look at that, and we have to start learning the lessons that John refers to, but at the end of the day, we're actually talking about public money here, and we have to make sure that every penny of public money is properly accounted for. And I think the lessons to be learned, unfortunately, we're hearing from the WHO and everyone else, that we may have these crises into the future, and we cannot be back here again looking at this kind of expenditure.
So what happens if that
wastage.
22 million is not recovered from China?
We have to look at the procurement processes that John has spoken about and ensure that when we have a crisis like we have, that there is crisis management. And I think that's the big issue that came out today, that there has to be a crisis management put in place for procurement, and that's what has to happen within the HSE.
Gareth O'Hearn, the HSE said earlier that they didn't inform the Department of Health on the advance payments made for the ventilators. That does not paint a pretty picture of your party colleague Simon Harris as Minister of Health, does it not? That they felt necessary, they felt they could not inform him of these substantial advance payments.
Yeah, well, I think what's important about the meeting this morning, and Claire outlined very well some of the stark figures and money that was spent, but the people who made those decisions weren't in the meeting today. Paul Reid wasn't there, and I think Robert Watt said the day before that he wasn't going to be able to make it. And I think those people need to be there to be accountable on those decisions that were made. I think everyone recognises that the times were different back in March 2020 when COVID came and decisions were made in terms of protecting lives, and risks were made with taxpayers' money in overspending, and they admitted themselves they were deliberately overpurchasing the number of ventilators that they expected they needed. But it just goes to show, I think, the importance of what the Taoiseach wants to put forward at the end of the year, which is a COVID pandemic review, and to have a serious...
But this was a review today, and the key players were not there.
Yeah, the key players were not there.
And you're talking about accountability here. What message does that send to the listening public?
Well, the new CEO of the HSE is accountable today in terms of what decisions were made back then. But I think when we set up the actual COVID pandemic review that the Taoiseach has promised to set up, and you know, learn from decisions that were made. There was an awful lot of good decisions made during COVID, but there were mistakes made as well. And we need to be prepared in the future, not if, but when the next crisis comes.
Back to my original question, does it not strike at Simon Harris's stewardship of the Department of Health that the HSE felt, as they said today, that they didn't inform the Department of Health of the advance payments made for these ventilators?
Yeah, but we've seen over the last number of weeks a couple of times where officials in departments haven't informed ministers of things that they're doing.
And is I think, that good enough?
Well, it's not good enough. They need to be accountable. And we've seen today, and we've seen in other committee meetings, where officials haven't been accountable or are not taking accountability. And that needs to change. And, you know, that's why we need to have this review later in the year.
And Claire, lots of calls for accountability here. Lots of calls from politicians for accountability on this issue as well, aren't there?
Definitely. Verona Murphy was actually particularly strong on this today. She put it several times, you know, where are we going to see accountability within the health service, particularly on this issue? But I think, as Garrett was saying, you know, accountability within the health service has come up now a number of times. And I think it's something that is probably going to come up again in the future, and maybe reflecting on our, you know, how we handled COVID in particular. There needs to be accountability going forward. would imagine so.
Also big figures around PPE and hand gel as well, weren't there, that were revealed at this meeting?
Yeah, it actually was a very significant spend, $483 million. And the reason that they, it was kind of considered a write-off was due to unsuitability, price fluctuations or products expiring, which is a very unfortunate thing to see. And I think big questions will be needed to be answered over that as well.
And John Brady, you were there, Stephen Mulvaney saying over five times at the meeting that he accepted the CNAG's report, saying that the Department of Public Expenditure Reform was seriously misled, but then said he didn't believe anyone was misled. So were you any clearer at the end as to what actually happened here?
Well, look, I mean, my sense of it was there was a clear breakdown in control and command, and that's a point that was rebuffed by himself. Clearly, when a crisis like this emerges, what we need is clear heads. We need people to stand back. And I use the analogy, in a fire. You don't see a fire engine arrive at the scene and all the firefighters rush in. They stand back, they assess the situation, and they approach it with clear, calm heads. And that wasn't the situation here. There was a clear breakdown in command and control. And as far as I can see, it turned into a free-for-all, and ultimately no one taking control, where we see, PPE, over €300 million wasted, hand sanitizer over €3.3 million wasted, and now the debacle with the ventilators as well. So there needs to be clear lessons from that. But again, to go back to the point that was made by the HSE and the department, that they went into this knowing that, mistakes would be made, and, they would, feel that it was better to ask for forgiveness for mistakes being made in terms of funding, albeit absolutely it's public funding, and we are there to ensure there is oversight and accountability. Mm-hmm. And they said better to be asking for forgiveness for that rather than, lives being lost. It was a horrible situation to be in, but absolutely we need to get to the bottom of it, and we need to learn clear lessons from it.
Let's see what happens there. Just a few texts into 51551. You at home have been getting in contact, and you can continue to do so throughout the next little while. The overspend on ventilators is only the tip of the iceberg. We should be really worried about the useless gel and PPE. Over 400 million wasted. This is very serious. That text from Galway, and another person getting in touch with us here. In 2020, my brother, the nurse, was training on how to hook two patients to one ventilator, which is also unauthorised. So still people getting in touch. You can get in touch, 51551.